Today's Shir in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Pei Hei Amud Aleph, and we're concluding the very last couple of Mishneh Berurahs in Siman Nun Gimel, which dealt with the halachas of who is allowed to be the chazan, and we'll start soon Siman Nun Dalet. So we're up to the Mishneh Berurah Siv Katan Pei Vav. We were talking yesterday that the Mechaber told us that if a tzibur appointed somebody on a temporary basis, so then that person doesn't have right to demand that he stay in the position beyond that period of time that he was appointed for. And the Mishneh Berurah writes, Ayin b'tshuva schem das shlomo, b'sachru chazan l'zman gimul shanim, where they hired a chazan for a three-year time-limited period of time. The masik achach dina d'hocha, du dafki b'mokum shaminuk shal achar zman yetzu elu. That this halacha applies only in places where that was the custom to hire for a time-limited period of time. But nowadays, the Mishneh Berurah says, the ain derech lesalik below chashoda, that we normally don't do this for a specific time, limited period of time, but when we hire a person, it's going to presumptively be for the entire period of time that the person is capable of doing that job, such as being the chazan. And if he's removed, it's going to presume people to say that he must have had some sort of a pagam. There was a chashad about this person that he wasn't qualified from an ethical and spiritual point of view. Therefore, the Mishneh Berurah says, "Vada in l'salko b'chinam mishum shelo la'asos olav chashada." Therefore, we don't remove such a person nowadays, unless there really is a chashad, because people will say that if we remove him for other reasons, there must be because there was a chashad. He brings down as well the Chuvas Chasam Sofer, who says the same thing. Imlo kishihisnu b'feirush le'achar zman shegovlu ye kolo zmano. Unless they specifically stated beforehand that after a certain period of time, his time would be up. And they both agreed in the contract that at that period of time, either side could back out and there would be no penalties. And then in that situation, you'd need to reappoint the person if he wishes to go for a longer period of time and the tzibur wants him to a new contract. Siv Katan Pei Zayin, the Mishneh Berurah writes, on the concept that the chazan should use the shul's tzidr, because that tzidr was mistama written l'shem shemayim. And he writes, Pirush, nichtav l'shem shemayim v'lo l'shem hisparus, that the tzidr that is written for the tzibur, mistama was written properly with all the halachos of how a tzidr should be done by a person who didn't do averus in writing the tzidr, it was written by a Jewish person, etc., etc. And therefore, v'afilu masidu shoyachru b'chzav noy yosem yatzibur, this is true even if the individual, the private tzidr that you'd like to daven from, is objectively a nicer print, nevertheless, he should use the shul's siddur because that was written definitely l'shma, l'shem shemayim. The issue footnote number 97 brings down from the Igros Moshe that we see from here that the writing of a siddur makes an impression on the success of our tfilos that are said from that siddur. Therefore, a person should be careful. Shelo l'spala mitoch siddur sheyesh chashash shenidvas ha'idei chilul Shabbos. A person should be careful not to write, to take a siddur that possibly was published and written on Shabbos, even if it was done by non-Jewish people who technically have no issur in doing that. Because how could you possibly daven from a siddur that was written in some way not properly? He adds the same thing applies to Svarim as well. The Mishneh Berurah then says, what about our printed Svarim that aren't handwritten? With Svarim hanitfasim, ein chiluk bein shel tzibur yochid. That doesn't make any difference whether it's the tzibur's or the individual. A published, printed sefer has the same kavanas, whether it's for the tzibur or for an individual person to purchase. He then brings down the Prima Godim. Nochon af liyochid l'spala mitoch hasidur. It's very smart and appropriate for a person to always daven from a siddur. And certainly the Shliach Tzibur should do so. Koshekin Shliach Tzibur. Why? She'emas Tzibur Olov Shispal B'fnim. Because he'll have much better concentration. He'll have the appropriate kavanos and the fear of the Tzibur upon him if he davens from inside. And then the Mishneh Berurah says an interesting thing. Why do we call the Shliach Tzibur Chazen? The Korin Shliach Tzibur Chazen. She'tzorich Liros Heich Yikore. The word Chazon means to see. The Targum Vayar means vachazi. So a chazan is someone who sees, he looks inside, so you can say the tefillos properly. The issue footnote number 98 states, davening from a siddur, he brings down that the Ari hayam ispala mitoch hasiddur kidei sheyichavin mod. The Arizal was always careful to daven from a siddur in order to have better kavana. And as well, megam shalul havliya nikuda, so he shouldn't miss out on any words, swallow any of the words, pronounce them improperly. But however, Hakol lefi ma shemargish odem nafsho. Each person has to know for himself. If he davens by heart, will that be a better tefillah than if he davens inside from a siddur? Ve'af b'chazar sashatz, we'll learn later on in Siman Tzadivav, nachon sheyasidu pasuach lefon of lios oznav bekuchos ama shomer shlech tzibur. Here's this wonderful advice that when we're listening to the chazar sashatz, look inside the siddur, even though you're not saying it, the chazan is saying it, but that will help you follow along and concentrate much better. And he brings down also later on in Siman Kuf Chavdalit, from the Shalah. Ra'isi me'acharedim al dvar Hashem. I saw very righteous people. They always have the sitter in front of them during the Chazaras HaShatz, and their hearts and their eyes are looking at the sitter so they shouldn't miss a single word. That's a wonderful way to try to improve our Kavana during the Chazaras HaShatz. That concludes Simon Nun Gimel. And now we start Simon Nun Dalet. Dinim HaShayochim LiYishtabach. Now we'll talk about some of the halachos that apply to the Tefillah of Yishtabach. The Mechaber starts off and he says in Sif Aleph, Yishtabach eina posachas b'baruch. The bracha of Yishtabach doesn't start off with Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Why not? L'fishi smucha l'baruch shama, because it's a bracha smucha l'chaverta. It's a bracha that's connected to its friend, and that friend here is the bracha of Baruch Shamar. Sheshneyan niskenu al psukei dezimra. Both of these are the bracha before and after the psukei dezimra. Zulefneim zulachreim. And therefore, it doesn't require a separate bracha at the beginning of the bracha of Yishtabach. It's a bracha smuch chaverta, and it can start off right with Yishtabach, and it concludes with a bracha bracha tashem at the conclusion. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Aleph says, V'afagad the psukim mafsikim b'neim. You have the entire psukim de Zimra, all those psukim that are interrupting between this first bracha and this last bracha. How can you call it a bracha smuch l'chaverta? So he says, lo havi hefsik. That doesn't count as a hefsik. Why not? This is like the bracha achrona shebe kriyashma, o shebe halal. These are the end brachas of kriyashma, or the end bracha of halal, with all the things before it. Gam came over there. They also are called bracha smuch chaverta because all the intervening psukim aren't considered an interruption. They're part of the same thing. In the Dirshu footnote number 1, he brings down from the Levush, they all are the same idea, that they're all praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore they're not considered an interruption between the initial bracha and the end bracha of psukim de Zimra. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, Ein la'anos amen achar melech mehulal batishpachos. One does not answer amen after this part of the bracha, which is the beginning of the conclusion of Yishtabach. The Mishnah Berurah tells us, Zos haya nuschaso, that was the girsa. Melech mehulal batishpachos was the girsa that the Mechaber had. However, our nusach, avo nuschasenu, kel melech gadol batishpachos. Our nusach is a little bit different, and we say Kel Melech Gadol Batishpachos at the beginning of the conclusion of the bracha of Yishtabach. Rotzal Omar, Sha'achar Sashiyam Achshil Siba Yishtabach Baruch Ato Hashem, Kel Melech Gadol Batishpachos, Lo Yanishim Odom Amen Azeh. We don't answer Amen on this. What does that mean? Da'akati lo havi siyam ha-bracha. That's not the end of the bracha. You only may answer amen at the end of the bracha. So you have to wait until you say Gam Kein Kel Odos, Adonai Neflos, etc., until Ad Chei Ho'olamim. And that's what the Mechaber says. We don't answer Amen till this bracha, Ela Achar Chei Ho'olamim, Shesham Hu Siyam HaBracha. The Mechaber concludes and says, that's the end of the bracha, and that's when you answer Amen. The Mishnah Berurah continues, still in Sifkat and Beis, and he writes, the Nusach is Chei Ho'olamim, Yesh Gorsim B'Tzeire, as I just pronounced it, Chei Ho'olamim, V'Yesh Gorsim B'Patach, some say Chei Ho'olamim. And he points out, in Dirshu footnote number 2, from the Tosus Yontif, that the Perish of Chei means Shehu Mechaya Es Ha'olamim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who supports and makes alive the entire world. And therefore he says as well, the Bracha of Bari Nefashos, the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Simon Reish Zayin, that we paskin like this Tosus Yontif, and we also say Chei Ha'olamim over there as well. And that is the accepted Girsa in Sidurim. However, he does bring down the Mishnah Berurah, it brings down Afilu L'Deazu, the one that says Chei Ha'olamim, also you say Ha'olamim Behei. Ki perusho, the perish there, chai ha'olamim, or chai ha'olamim, is chai b'shnei ha'olamim. V'shalap olam hazeh, v'olam ba. He is over in control of both this world and in the world to come. In Sifkot and Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Tzorich iyun, imutur oz lahafsik v'lanos amen yehesh meirabu kedusha. At the conclusion of this bracha, is one permitted to say, amen yehesh meirabu, or kedusha. Ki maimar echad hu ad sof, because this is all one bracha, and you wouldn't be allowed to interrupt in between. He says to look in the Chai Adam, the Bechol Bracha Kitzara, also Lahafsik B'Emtza. With all brachos that are short brachos, such as this concluding bracha of Yishtabach, they're all considered forbidden to interrupt in the middle of them. Afilu L'Omen Yehesh Meiraba Ukdusha. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down there are those that disagree, and the Mishnah Berurah leaves it as a tzarachion as to what the halacha l'maisa should be. Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Hamasaper, one who talks, Ben Yishtabach LeYotzer, between the conclusion of Yishtabach and the start of Yotzer, or Aveirahi Biyodo, this is a terrible sin in his hands, the Choser Olea Me'orche HaMulchoma, and those days when Klal Yisrael had to go out to a battle, and people who had sins weren't allowed to go out to battle. So this would be an example of somebody who had sins, who wouldn't be allowed to go out to the battlefield because of the fear his sins would, unfortunately, be a kitrug against him and he would die in the battle. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Dalet brings down Ubaksovim. Those are the writings of the Arizal. Kosav lomar ba'aseris yimei tshuva mizmor shir hamalos mimamakim krosicha Hashem. Bein yishtabach liyotzer. He brings down that the Arizal had the custom to say shir hamalos as we do, as many shuls do, in between yishtabach and the Kaddish. So he says, v'tzorichi, and he brings down the name of the Magen Avraham, there's a lack of certainty that you're allowed to do this, because as we just said, you're not allowed to interrupt during that period of time. Many disagree over here with this Magen Avraham, including the Aruch HaShulchan and others, who suggest that we interrupt. As we'll see in a moment, the Ramah says we're allowed to interrupt for other Divrei Mitzvah, so certainly we should be allowed to interrupt over here for Shir HaMalos. And again, many shuls do have the custom to say the Shir HaMalos at that point in time, but some don't, because of this Magen Avraham. In Sivkotin Hey, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, Rotsa Lomar, the Pasuk tells us, so the Pasuk says, in going out to battle, if anybody is afraid because of the sins of his heart, he should go back to his house and not fight. And Chazal tell us, it means who's afraid, it means it doesn't mean somebody who's afraid of the battle, it means he's afraid of the sins that he has. And talking at this point in time is considered a significant sin. Hel Yerabba, because of Hashem Mati Moshe, the Hel Yerabba brings down the name of the Mati Moshe. Why is this so? Shaklipos mevatlin lalos atfila. Normally there are various sins that attach themselves to us. They're called klipos. It's a Kabbalistic idea which I can't really explain, but basically these are the averis that attach themselves to us. Ayide psuke de zimra, and via the saying of the psuke de zimra, machrisim osom. We somehow cut them off from us, and our tefillos would be able to be better heard. However, ukishasach, when a person talks between yishtabach and yotzer or, so then these sins somehow return. Chozrin olea. Bishvol averas, also because of this sin that you just did. Osam agdudim shem arichim uchama beinenu bavosin orabim. These sins come back and attach themselves to us and prevent our tefillos from going up. They fight against those tefillos, and therefore one should be careful. Akein roy shalul lasaper. One should be very careful not to talk at that point in the davening. Rabbi continues and he writes, v'yeish misha omer she litzarchei tzibur o lifsok tztaka. But then he brings down that there is an opinion in the name of the Tur, in the name of Rav Amram and the Kolbo, that for certain tzarchei tzibur, for example, if there's a person who's in need of tztaka, that's a point to announce it, or other tzarchei tzibur. So one can stop and interrupt for these mitzvos. The Ramah adds, Hagah, umizen ispashet mashinogu b'harbi mekomos. This is the source, what is the custom in many different communities, levar echola, to say a misha berach for all the sick people at that point in time, o likbo b'beis ha-kneseh, she'osu lo din b'nishtabach liyotzer, or for somebody who is in need of the shul, or beis din, or the rav, to adjudicate a case for him, to announce it at that point in time, so that they'll be aware, and this was customarily done between yishtabach and yotzer or. Why? The kolzeh mikre letzorach mitzvah. The Ramah says this is all called tzorach mitzvah, and that's why you're allowed to do this over here, because you're not in the middle of a bracha. It's not right to talk at this point, as we just said, but letzorach mitzvah, it is permissible. If we do interrupt at that point in time, the Ramah says, after the interruption for tztaka, or for the announcements, or the public need that is being taken care of, so before they just go back and daven, the chazan should say some psukim, maybe another kapitel of the psuk of the zimra, and only then should he say the kaddish on them, aleihem, because the kaddish has to be, kili olam, ein omrim kaddish below tehilo shalafonim. One never says a kaddish without having words of psukim of Tanakh on it beforehand, and lochein maschilin avis below kaddish. And that's why Ma'ariv doesn't start off with a kaddish according to Nusach Ashkenaz. Now, there are a couple of Mishnah Berurahs that we'll catch up on now. Sivkot and Vav, Lifsot Staka, we interrupt to collect Staka. V'adin l'chod var mitzvah, the Mishnah Berurah says this is not only tzedakah, this is for any mitzvah. And this is only allowed in between the saying of Yishtabach and the Brach of Yotzer Or, because these are two separate inyonim and it's not considered an interruption if it's Letzorach Mitzvah. Avo ben Kaddish uBaruchu, between Yishtabach and the Kaddish, Yishtabach and the Baruchu, or ben HaProkam Shel Kriyas Shema B'Yechoseh, or in between the paragraphs of Kriyas Shema, or the Brachas of Kriyas Shema, or Shel Psukei DeZimra, or any place in Psukei DeZimra, also LaHavseh, there you're not allowed to interrupt for these Tzorchei Mitzvah, Afilu B'Tzorchei Rabim L'Var Mitzvah, even if it's for the Rabim and it's a Mitzvah, as we learned already in Siman Nun Aleph. Sivkot and Zayin, the Shliach Tzibur over here has to go say some psukim if they did interrupt. Mashma dafilum lo amar rakhu. Levad hapsukim yochel lomar kaddish. Even if nobody else in the shul said it, as long as the shliach tzibur said it, then the tzibur can now say the kaddish. The shliach tzibur can say the kaddish for the tzibur. Sivkot and ches miktsas psukim zimra. V'im lo amar psukim lo yomar kaddish. If they didn't say anything, they interrupted for the tzarchei tzibur, and now they just say the kaddish. That's not right. You have to say some psukim. Rak yaskul baruchu. If you don't say psukim, you should then go straight to baruchu below kaddish. Why? Shaliolum lo timsa kaddish b'li psukim shalafanav. We never say kaddish except if we say psukim in front of it. Unless im lo shashliyot tzibur achachazor satvila o belachas biyarvis, or after the shmona esrei, either during a regular shmona esrei or at nighttime by mariv, shakaddish koyal tzvila. The kaddish there goes on the shmona esrei. The issue footnote number 6 brings down from the Prima Gadim that the reason for this is because of the psukim that we say during the shmona esrei kigon rafeinu Hashem b'nei rafei uchadome. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, brings down the Magen Avraham. Lochei noagu lomar priya shema. We therefore have the custom for people to say priya shema, which means saying Baruch Hu, which is called priya shema. Achar gemar tefillah shmoneh esrei belachas. That's why after Maariv in many shuls there is the custom that somebody will say Baruch Hu. This is especially true in Eretz Yisrael. Kadesh shiomer akadish al tefillah shmoneh esrei. So the kaddish that is said afterwards goes on the shmoneh esrei. Unfortunately, as we'll see, the Mishnah Berurah is going to question the custom that the shuls actually do it. The way they do it is not before the Kaddish. They do it at a different time. After you already said the Kaddish, the Mishnah Berurah will question this momentarily. But to say Kaddish, afterwards, that's not appropriate unless you said Psukim as well. He says, V'ato chadoshim mikorobo, new custom, sheportzim shema achar Kaddish basra, v'yomer shein is Kaddish. People, after the Kaddish, they say another Baruch Hu, and they say another Kaddish afterwards. That's not right. Why would we ever want to say two Kaddishes, one after the other? If you're going to do that, you should say some psukim in between the two Kaddishes. In the issue footnote number 7, he does bring down that we, in general, are mamayit b'kaddishim, one shouldn't look to make extra kaddishim. Sivkot and test, the Mishnah Berurah writes, O achar atvilo, ukmo shekasavdu b'sivkot hakodem. So we say Kaddish after Shmona Esrei. V'chein, likewise, achash lomad ezu inyum mitor shabal peh, yuchol lomar Kaddish derabbanan. We also say after learning, you can say the Kaddish derabbanan that people say in shul after learning. V'ayim b'magin Avram, shemesik t'davki, momar achar zeh al koponim mixas dvar gado. That's the custom that we say, as we'll see in a second, Rabbi Chananya ben Akash, umir rotza Kaddish baruch l'zakos is Yisrael. We should say some agado, and the Kaddish goes on the agado, not just on the learning. This way you can say the Kaddish derabbanan, because the ikur of this Kaddish was instituted for divri agado. And minog Yisrael, therefore, is to say after the Bamed Madlikin, the Maimar of Rabbi Chananya ben Akasha, or to say Rabbi Loza, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Tamidi Chacham, Marim Shalom, etc. Ulefize Yesh Lazor, Kishalom de Mishnayis. If somebody's learning Mishnayis, they shouldn't just say the Kaddish afterwards without saying Rabbi Chananya ben Akasha. Similarly, after Tanakh, you're allowed to say a Kaddish Sholem. And he says, even if you only learn 3 Psukim, and this is even an individual who learns by himself, as long as there are 10 people learning the shul, and Dishu footnote number 10, he brings down, even if it's only one person learning, as long as the 10 people are there, he can say the Kaddish if he wishes to. And in fact, you can allow somebody who didn't even do the learning to go and say the Kaddish, so concludes the Mishnah Berurah. In Sivkot and Yud, the Mishnah Berurah brings down to look later on in Simon Samach Tes what he says, and in Dishu footnote number 11, he brings down. Some have the custom to say before Maariv, they say some psukim so they can say Kaddish at the beginning of Maariv, and as well, this is the custom in places where they say Shir HaMalos by Nusuch Svard beforehand, so allow them to say the Kaddish at the start of Maariv. That concludes today's Shir.